Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is high noon Eastern Time on April 9th. April 8th, the day before the opening round of the first major of the year, the Masters from Augusta National. Plenty of talk about that on the show today, and I will have additional episodes this week, as I always do, on major weekends. Also, I want to chat a little bit about last week on the PGA Tour, and, of course, as always, a strategy for your game. Let's start out by congratulating... Congratulating J.B. Holmes, who won a playoff last week at the Shell Houston Open at the Golf Club of Houston. J.B. Holmes has made it all the way back from those two surgeries on his brain. He is an amazing competitor and still a very young man in his career on professional golf. Great to see him win again as he now heads into Augusta with an incredible amount of confidence. Okay, now let's bisect and dissect the greatest tournament in the world, the Masters. I have had the privilege of going to Augusta National and being there on the hallowed grounds. And I can tell you that the first thing that hits you, other than the fact everything is beautiful and pristine and incredibly green, is the vastness and the huge arena of this event. It is an enormous property, close to 400 acres of land, which is more than twice the average size of the average PGA Tour event. It is huge. It is gorgeous. There is no place on earth like Augusta National. Okay, 98 players are entered in this year's event. Seven of them are amateurs. 33 men in this event have won a major. That's about one-third of the entire event. No other event in golf can ever say that. 33 major champions, 19 of which are either former or, in the case of Bubba Watson, the current Masters champion, and then 14 others, fellows like Jeff Ogilvie, Ernie Els, that have won majors but not the Masters. I will have my pick shortly. Many storylines. Top of the list storyline, Tiger Woods coming back to competitive golf and showing off at the Masters. He says that he's in terrific shape. His game looks good. He looks good. He looks trim. He looks more relaxed, too. Looks like a little different shade of Tiger, if you will, that we've seen in the past. He will play today in the par 3 contest for the first time since 2004. So that shows to me that he is loosening up a little bit. The par 3 contest is a fun event. There's nothing serious about the par 3 contest. You're doing it with your family, you're doing it with your friends there, and you're doing it before huge galleries. It is strictly for fun. And by the way, I have seen that par 3, and it is even more beautiful, if that's possible, than the regular golf course. If you ever get a chance to go to Augusta National, you have got to pay a visit to the par 3 golf course. It is fantastic. Rory McIlroy is a huge storyline. If Rory is to win this event, and he is certainly at the top of everybody's list of potential winners, if he does win this, he will be the sixth man to win the modern Grand Slam of golf. And Rory is on fire as far as majors, winning the last two, of course, the British Open and the PGA last year. His game has been, at very best, C is a grade so far this year in the calendar year of 2015. Did well okay overseas starting out the year, but recently not so great. So how do you pick this? We'll talk about that in a minute. Jordan Spieth coming in, playing some spectacular golf, lost in the playoff last week to J.B. Holmes. Spieth is terrific. Ben Crenshaw is another storyline. His 44th and final Masters appearance with Carl Jackson on the bag again this year. What an excitement that will be. He will be playing alongside Bill Haas and Jason Duffner. The Masters certainly knows how to pair people, don't they? Phil Mickelson trying to win his fourth Masters. And Phil playing well, putting a little bit better, had three of four rounds very well done last week in Houston in his final preparation for the Masters, had a bad Saturday. I think Phil is a contender. There is no question that Phil should be a factor come Sunday. Bubba Watson, how can you not have Bubba, the defending champion who loves Augusta? Obviously, winner in 2012, winner in 2014. Could he win it again? Very hard to repeat at Augusta. Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, Tiger Woods, that's it. Nobody else has ever done it. Could Bubba? Certainly he could. Do I think he will? Well, you'll find out momentarily when I give you my picks. Lee Westwood, Ernie Els, Sergio Garcia, and Jim Furyk probably fall into a category of great players, two of the four have won majors, who have not won at Augusta, but have all played well there from time to time, and all have contended. Could any of those four, Westwood, Els, Garcia, or Furyk, have the green jacket to wear on Sunday evening? Boy, that's an interesting storyline. Let's take a look at some of the groups. Now, Charlie Hoffman and Brian Harman will start things out at 7:45 as a twosome. Tim Clark, it would have been 99 players. Tim Clark had to withdraw last week with a bad elbow. He's still struggling with his elbow. Could not come back to play. So, there is no alternate list. You either qualify or you don't. So it's 98 players scheduled to tee it off tomorrow morning. I'm going to talk about a handful of groups that I really am interested in seeing. And one would be at 9:02 tomorrow, Patrick Reed, Keegan Bradley, and Ian Poulter. There's one major champion in that group, and that's Bradley, who won the 2011 PGA Championship. We have Ian Poulter, who has had some success in major events, has never won a singles event in the United States, and then Patrick Reed with four wins in a year and a half. So that's an interesting group. I like Jonas Blixt, Kevin Streelman, and Stephen Gallagher. Interesting group. I don't know why I'm so excited about that one, but it looks like an interesting group. Miguel Angel Jimenez, who has played so well at Augusta, along with the earlier mentioned Lee Westwood playing together, and Anirban Lahiri is the third member of that group. Webb Simpson with Hideki Matsuyama and Paul Casey. Interesting group there. Simpson, Matsuyama, and Casey, who's been playing really good golf for about 6 weeks. Really solid. Then you have former champion Charles Schwartzel with Hoost Luyten and Sangmun Bae, another interesting group, followed by Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy, who we've chatted about earlier, and Ryan Moore, who has played really good golf as well. Then comes J.B. Holmes, Martin Kaymer, pardon me, and Brant Snedeker, another interesting group. Down the list a little further, Matty Kuchar, Brooks Koepka, and Graham McDowell. Kuchar, non-major winner. Brooks Koepka fighting a rib injury but says he's okay and he is a go for tomorrow. And Graham McDowell, the U.S. Open champ of a few years ago, 2010, is in that group. Then Spieth, Henrik Stenson, and Billy Horschel. Spieth, Stenson, and Horschel. And then we're looking down further. We've got Luke Donald with Victor Dubuisson and John Senden. Then Woods, Jamie Donaldson, and Jimmy Walker. Tiger Woods, Jamie Donaldson, and Jimmy Walker, who won a couple of weeks ago in Texas. And the final tee group of the day is Jason Day, who's contended many times there at Augusta already at his young age, Sergio Garcia and Ricky Fowler, who's the only man to finish in the top five of all four majors a year ago. That's a preview of the tournament, and wow, is it going to be so many storylines. That's what I love about Augusta. Okay, now for my strategy, and then I'll give you my picks. My strategy for today, I'm so sorry for grinding there. My strategy for today is to stay with it. Now, this is something that many, many amateurs fail to do, and that is to stay right through a golf shot. Instead of like a quick up and coming out of a shot, most amateurs in the 10, 15, 12, 22 handicap area, all of those combined, have a hard time staying right down and through a golf ball on a consistent basis. We've all been taught keep your eye on the ball and keep your head down. Those don't resonate. I don't understand. Of course you're keeping your eyes on the ball and your head is always down. We know that. I like to refer to this strategy as stay with it. And if you say it out loud prior to a shot or two, it will resonate, it will come through, and you will perform what we're talking about, staying with it, which means just what I say. Stay with it, just keep that club going, and for just a fraction of a second, don't move a muscle other than what you're doing. Don't move your head. Head needs to stay still. Head needs to stay even. Head cannot be bobbing up and down. Amateurs have a tendency to bob and weave up and down, back and forth with their head, and they're in too many movements. Stay with it from now on and say it out loud. Say it right before the shot. As you know, that's the essence of one thought golf. Many times, right before a shot, say, stay with it, and you will. And you will perform much better. Okay, now my picks for the 2015 79th playing of the Masters. I have Jason Day, Jimmy Walker, Dustin Johnson, and because it's a major, I get one more pick, and it's a wild card pick, and it's Billy Haas. So I've got Day, Walker, Dustin Johnson, and Bill Haas. Those are my picks for the 2015 Masters Tournament, which begins tomorrow at bright and early at 7:45 a.m. By the way, at 7:40, approximately 7:40, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Jack Nicklaus will begin the tournament with the three ceremonial tee shots on the first hole. And you couldn't get a better trio ever in the history of the game. That is my show for this week. If you want to email me your picks, I'd love to see them, and I will respond to you. My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeismar.com. I'll be having subsequent episodes as this week continues to dissect and bisect each of the rounds of the Masters. So stay with me on that. Look forward to visiting. And as always, play great golf. Be safe, everyone. Enjoy the Masters, and I'll talk to you soon. Bob Geismar on Blog Talk Radio for One Thought Golf, saying so long for now.